Well, hello everyone, this is Paul Hopkins, the host of VI Podcasting, and welcome to podcast number 13. We're getting them in now a little bit quicker. It's absolutely brilliant. I'm really enjoying this, and I hope you'll enjoy this one. This is a podcast recording sound scene tour, whatever you want to call it, that I recently made. It was actually towards the end of last summer. We went to the Gardeners' Weekend at King's Heath Park. Now, King's Heath Park has a lot going for it, actually. It's a park in Birmingham, here in England. And it's quite a big park. One of its biggest attributes, I suppose, is that it's featured on TV quite a lot. There's actually a thing called a TV Garden, or the TV Gardens. And basically, it was on, I think, the BBC quite a lot. So I will double check that and make sure that I put correct information on the website. The website being www.vipodcasting.com. So yeah, this is a late summer sort of festival that took place, and there are, amongst other things, French markets, and there are all sorts of other gardens, people selling plants and shrubbery and stuff, and we are just complete novices regards gardens. But it's a nice relaxing podcast. There's brass bands, there's just loads of stuff, so pin back your ears, put your headphones on, put it through some big speakers, whatever it is you do with these podcasts, and just enjoy the panoramic sounds that are the Garden Festival at King's Heath. You can leave audio or written feedback at vipodcasting@gmail.com. as ever, I'd love to receive any feedback. It's been fantastic. The downloads have been increasing a little more, which is great, but the feedback is always really encouraging. And I will be putting up some recommended podcasts soon as well, because I've had some feedback from other podcasters, so I'll be doing that. One of them is by someone called Hope Hovenmeyer, and she's over in the States. She does a really nice podcast, loads of music and just her own sort of thoughts on life and all sorts of other wonderful stuff. There's a really good one. One of the latest ones that I've been listening to is called Hello NYC, when she goes to New York City for the first time. So Hope, thanks for your feedback. And Hope's podcast is called the Audio Mirror Podcast. Now, the website address is www.musicofhope.libsyn, which is libsyn.com, com, obviously. So go there, check that out. Oh yes, I should say that the music is from a band called Secret Garden. The album is called Once in a Red Room, and the track is called Silent Wings. I'll tell you what, it's really, really a fantastic album, and I thoroughly recommend that you buy it. Anyway, without further ado, here is my trip with my wife Sally to the Gardeners' Weekend at King's Heath Park.
Take that, look at
this. Okay, we're at we're at King's Heath Park. This is sort of West Birmingham, I suppose. It's one of the bigger parks in the city, and today they've got the King's Heath Show, which is a horticultural show amongst other things, so we can have a look round. We're standing in front of a big aeroplane that's been made out of flowers and plants. So something that Birmingham does very well, it's flower show. We win a lot of events with it.
It's impressive, that, isn't it?
Don't Birmingham keep winning like the different flower shows and stuff? Thought about bats over there. Hey, I'm alright.
Because strangely enough, everybody associates bad smelling buildings with old buildings like churches, buildings like a Gothic style building. But in fact, they're just as likely to colonise the roof space of a brand new house, and more likely in some areas than others.
Sorry.
Flipping it, there's loads of marquees.
Huh? I know. It is.
Harry
Ramsden's is here.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Bar, burgers.
Oh, I'm gonna have a point then.
Let's not get caught in that.
What?
Go around this way. We'll get all around there.
Yeah, a lot of people sitting around here.
You can just put that on your lapel.
It doesn't go on my lapel this point. I can put it in my... I'll sort it out in a bit, yeah. It likes the open air, it likes to hear what's going on. It's a lovely sunny day. I think you wanted to eat, so that's a start. And then we just start looking around. I mean, it's all around the outside of this green, basically, isn't it? So that's the trick, is to just walk around the outside at some point. And then you'll take most of it in. Tell me what we've got here.
A garden centre trade market. Plant press, children's play, French market, public catering, community stores, toilets, glass houses, information, covered units 1 to 6, floral market, craft fair, St John's Ambulance, Victorian tea room, TV gardens, the garden market, bowling green, stage, Society's Market, Allotments Market, Birmingham Post and Mail Stand, Wood Carvers, Bus Stop for Courtesy Bus to Car Park, Event Control, Floral Display, Trade Stores, Birmingham Park Rangers.
Okay. Fair bit to see then.
Well, that French market looks nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
You say anything about it?
Yeah, some delicious cheeses. Wow. All over France. My fortune charcuterie, confits, pâtés, gastronomy, smoked ham from the Rose region, honey from La Paz de Brez, the juiciest, plumpest olives from Nice, and fish soup from Cudoc. There's also fresh vegetable produce, the kind that smells as good as it tastes, crunchy celery, sweet carrots, sunripe tomatoes, fragrant garlic.
See that then? The French market. Could taste some honey and some smoked ham.
In the trade market,
we've
got Sarah's Rose Garden. Got Elegant Natural Skincare, High Mania. All the different nurseries have got stuff in them.
Yeah. A man in a big dumpery tractory thing. Lake, quite a big lake actually, with a few fountains in it, so we walk around and see if we can hear it.
Bright blue it is, must treat it.
On the lake?
Oh,
don't know if it's intense. These gardens, this area here, it's all like gravelly and quite light sand. It feels like it's supposed to be, maybe it's supposed to be Mediterranean or something. Sorry.
Have a look at the colour of it.
See the colour. Line.
Can you see it now? Yeah, I've done there. I'll get a picture by it. That isn't the old British sea normally looks.
Or British lakes.
The dead end, probably.
I'm going to take my picture. I've never seen that.
Carry a bag down.
Good, isn't it? You can ask a question.